me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Oh, walk with me. What a lonely, tedious journey. I want Jesus every day of my life to walk with me. Oh, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Will you walk with me? Oh, my Lord, tedious journey. Oh, I want Jesus every day of my life to walk with me.
Last but not the least, I guess. You're giving an offering.
Hallelujah.
Kids, are you ready back there?
All right.
At this time, we're going to be doing our missions march. And we support missions as we prayed for this morning for all throughout the world, throughout the United States.
Hallelujah.
This is a mission. It's called Mood for Missions, and it supports that. So as they come and give, please help support our missions. All right, children, let's go.
Oh, hold my head, Lord. Hold my head. Hold my head, Lord. Oh, hold my head. While I'm lonely, oh, it's a perilous journey. Oh, I want Jesus every day of my life. Hold my head. Feed my bread, Lord. Be my bread. Be my bread, Lord. Oh, be my bread. While I'm on it, it's a perilous journey. I want Jesus every day of my life to be my bread.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus, at this time, we're going to hear from the Word of God. Amen. This brother is coming to give you the Word of God today. I worked with him once in one of my first jobs in the IT field. I found out he was in the Navy like I was in the Navy a long time ago, and I expected to hear one of those Navy Sea stories from him. But instead, he spoke to me the Word of God. He spoke, as a matter of fact, he went even further than that. He spoke the Word in God into my life and over my family's life. And I just want him to come and do that again today. Amen. This is Brother Darren Dyke.
Praise God. If you would stand with me, we're going to turn in our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 1. In verse number 8. Amen. We stand in honor for the word of the Lord. And before we read, you should have received today as you walked in, if you didn't, a card. And you can see one of the ushers or the greeters about the children's service. And those cards are not for you. Therefore, people that you know, amen, you already go to church here, you already know about the service, but especially if you have kids and those that have kids that you know, friends, family members, amen, we want them to come out for that service. And I worked personally with Brother Kent McLaughlin and Sister Lisa for about 8 years, and they're wonderful, wonderful ministers. And we have church, we used to say, we have church just like the adults have church, but it's just on a kid's level. Amen? So we want to do that, and I know that they're planning a lot of different activities and games and a great time that day. So it's going to be a couple hours on a Saturday. Make it out for that, mark your calendars, and invite somebody to come out. Praise the Lord. Well, as also, we're missing our pastor today. Amen. I thought he was going to be back. I planned on him being back. And matter of fact, he had asked me to preach before, you know, when he was going to General Conference. He'd asked me to preach today anyway. But they texted yesterday, and I guess they got a late start from Indianapolis where they went to General Conference. And so they didn't make it back. I said, don't press it. Don't push yourself. You know, take your time. Make sure you're safe and come back to us safe. So praise the Lord. But pray for our pastor. Pray for Sister Greeley. We appreciate them. We appreciate all the leadership in the church. Amen. Everybody that helps out in different ways, it's a blessing. Amen. We could not do it all by ourselves. Absolutely not. But we've got our board, and we've got the helpers, and we've got the volunteers, and everybody that jumps in with both hands and both feet and gives it all to the Lord. Praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 8 says, behold, everybody say, behold.
Behold.
I have set the land before you. Go. Everybody say, go. Go in and possess, can we say
possess,
the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. Amen. For just a little bit of time today, I want to talk about this. Behold, go and possess. Can we pray? Jesus, right now today, I'm asking you, Lord, to speak your word into our hearts, Lord God. We don't come, Lord Jesus, with anything fancy, Lord God. This is just basic, amen, but it is powerful. It is your word, oh God. Lord Jesus, it has the ability to transform our lives, God. And Lord, change our outlook, Lord Jesus, and do what we cannot do, Lord Jesus. Would you speak your word today, God, into our hearts, Lord Jesus, and we will thank you and praise you for it and give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You can be seated if you'll help me preach. Everybody sat down. Thank you for helping me preach. Amen. I did get a little bit of a cold a couple of weeks ago, and man, it just really hit me hard. So if you don't mind, I'm going to put a cough drop in my mouth. And if anybody needs a cough drop, I got water, thank you. If anybody needs a cough drop, I do have a whole bag of them. Amen. But you will look a little bit awkward coming up here. I'll throw one to you if you need it. Praise God. Amen. I was just reading in my Bible, amen, just a few weeks ago, and this passage just jumped off the page to me. And I've been looking at the book of Deuteronomy because, as you know, Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt by the hand of God, and Moses led them into the wilderness, and they spent 40 years in the wilderness. They came up, amen, actually went straight to the promised land, and then sent forth spies into the promised land. And you might know the story how that they sent 12 spies, one for each of the tribes of Israel. And then 10 of those spies came back with an evil report. And two of the spies, Caleb and Joshua, came back and said, "We are well able to take the land." Amen. But because of that doubt, because of what they were seeing there, and they saw that the evil report was that there's giants there, and they have walled cities, and they have all of these fortifications and armies, and we're small, and we're like grasshoppers in their sight. But Caleb and Joshua said, "Let's go up at once. We'll be well able to take this land." Amen. Let's go now. Because of that doubt, because the majority of the children of Israel and the murmurers and the doubters started to interlace the whole camp with doubt. Amen. There was not unity. Amen. In the camp. And God actually said, "I'm about to destroy this whole thing." But Moses interceded, and God gave them mercy. And that mercy was, you're going to go wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And so as we get through the book of Numbers and we come to the book of Deuteronomy, we see Moses standing upon that mountain. And God had told Moses, you're not going to enter, but I will let you see what it looks like. And so you have this figure, this Moses that's walked in the wilderness. I just imagine that he's kind of, you know, strong and hardy, and God's led him and he's confident. And I can just see him standing and pointing the way to the promised land. And he says, behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. My purpose here today is to call you to action and to remind you that God's great promises are set before us. And so no matter what stage of your walk with God or what stage of the journey you're in, I want to challenge you to keep your eyes on Jesus and to walk towards the kingdom of God and to take hold of His eternal promises. Amen. Moses, just like any other preacher, lifted up his voice and proclaimed and spoke and gave direction and was clear in his instruction. Amen. So today, I want to break this down. I want to look at these words, these verbs that were here in this proclamation. Behold, go, possess. Amen. What do they mean to us today? We're obviously not standing in the middle of a desert. We're obviously not standing there at the banks of the Jordan River. Amen. But what does it mean to us today? If this word were to come to us today, how would it speak to us? And how would it speak to our life? Amen. We want to look at that word, behold. And that word in the Hebrew means to see, to look upon, to gaze upon, to bring into view or into focus, to regard with attention and with importance, amen, and call attention to and to have within our vision. Amen. Israel was called to the promised land. Amen. But if I could just get you today to look at where you are. Look at where you are in your life. If I could just get you to lift up your eyes today and to look a little bit higher than your circumstances, a little bit higher than your situation, a little bit higher than the rut that you're in and the mundane life that you live day in and day out. Amen. Get your head out of the sand. Amen. If you could just lift up your eyes. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9 says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. And then it says, crowned with glory and honor, that He by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Amen. Yes, while this world is looking at the circumstances around them, and they get worn out and defeated and depressed and anxiety in their life, they look in their circumstances and cannot see a way out. Amen. We lift up our eyes and we say, but we see Jesus. Amen. We see Jesus. Amen. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the Almighty God. He's the Heavenly Father. He's the Comforter. He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. He's the Eternal One. Amen. He's the Rock of Ages. Hallelujah. He's the first. He's the last. He's the Almighty God. Hallelujah. We see Jesus. Praise the Lord. Lift up your eyes in this day. Lift up your eyes and get your mind out of the rut and out of the gutter. Amen. And get your mind on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus, we're called to lift up our eyes and have Jesus in our vision. Amen. We're called, amen, just as He was crowned with glory and honor, we are called to glory and to virtue. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. How is it? Through the knowledge of Him. Amen. If you're not looking at Him, you're looking at the wrong thing. If He's not your vision, you're looking at the wrong thing. Amen. If it's all about today and all about what problems I have right now on the horizon, amen, I'm looking at the wrong thing. But through the knowledge of Him, it says that He hath called us to glory and to virtue. Amen. See, God will not share His glory with another. And so that the glory that He calls us to, it's not about me. It's about Him. He's calling us to His glory. My life is insignificant. My life is nothing but a grain of sand. My life is like the grass, amen, that and the flower of the grass that's here today and it's gone tomorrow. Amen. But His glory is above the heavens. His glory, it's an eternal glory. Amen. It's a glory that's not going to fade away. Amen. And He's called us to that glory. Amen. My plans for myself could not possibly have had me standing here today talking to you about the glory of God. Amen. My plans that I had for myself would have left me, amen, in sin and in misery, amen, in so much chaos and turmoil, amen. But I was called to glory. I was called to His glory, amen, and His plan for me, amen, His plan for His church, amen. It's exceeding abundant above all that we can ask or imagine. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Everyone that receives the promise, amen, of salvation. Remember, they're standing on the edge of the promised land. Moses is up in that mountain and he's pointing the way. He says, behold, look out. Look where you're going. Amen. See that the land is set before you. Amen. See, we have the promise of eternal salvation. Amen. We have the promise, amen, of something greater than this life. Amen. And we must be called to that salvation. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 2, verse 39. We have verse 38 on the wall behind me. Amen. But Acts 2:39 says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Everyone that is called to salvation, everyone that is called to glory, amen, is going to be called to salvation, to this great plan that God has, amen, of salvation and the new birth. Amen. Acts 2:38 says it like right there on the wall behind me. It says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the promise. Amen. The promise of new life. The promise of a new birth. The promise that what I'm in right now and the situation I'm in, this wilderness, this journey, that's not it. That's not the end. I'm not promised to the mundane. I'm not promised to be bored or lazy or destitute or distraught or... Amen. We can go on and on. I'm not called to that. But I'm called to His glory. I'm called to salvation in His name. I'm called to be filled with the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that created the heavens and the earth. Amen. The Spirit of truth that will lead me and guide me into all truth. Amen. But you gotta have your eyes fixed on the glory of God. If I could say, behold, look, the promise of God, the promise of salvation, it's set before you today. Amen. And okay, what if I'm already saved? What if I've already experienced Acts 2:38? Well, God's still speaking to you. God's still trying to lead your life. God's still promised. Amen. Don't we have His Word full of promises? Amen. And that they're yes and amen. Amen. You're not called to be saved just to sit on a pew, to warm a pew. Amen. You're called to reach out around you Amen. And bring as many people into the glory of God that you possibly can. Amen. You're not saved just for yourself. Amen. You're saved for the other people around you. Amen. You can begin to speak the word of God to them. You can begin to call them to glory and virtue. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've got to have our eyes fixed on the glory of God. Acts chapter 2 verse 17 says this. And it shall come to pass. And this is a prophecy of Joel. Joel 2:38 says, and it shall come to pass. Amen. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit. And they shall prophesy. See, Acts 2:38 tells us how to get into the church. Amen. But there's more for you than just getting into the church. You've got to have a dream. You've got to have a vision. You've got to have prophecy in your life. You've got to let the word of God speak over your life. You've got to let the promises of God speak into your life. Amen. There's more for you. And I wish you could get excited about it like I'm excited about it. Because I'm telling you what, you don't even know. You don't have a clue, amen, of how good God is and how much He wants to do in your life. You don't have a clue. Amen. I didn't have a clue when I was sitting there, amen, getting arrested, and when I was sitting there getting high and drunk, and when I was sitting there dropping out of school, amen, and failing out. I had no idea, amen, of what the goodness of God was going to bring into my life. I had no clue. Amen. I had to lift up my eyes. I had to see the glory of God in a vision. In a dream and in a prophecy. Amen. Vision is so important. Amen. We must be able to see. Amen. We must be able to have hope for where God is leading the church. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Amen. Just the very basic law of God. You'll be happy with God speaking into your life. But you need a vision. Amen. Don't perish without a vision. Get the vision of the glory of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Get a revelation of who He is. Amen. And let Him lead you. Praise the Lord. If you don't have a clear vision, if you don't have direction, you don't have a word of prophecy. You don't have a dream. Then you need to seek it. You've got to open your eyes. You've got to look higher. You've got to look into the Word of God. Meditate on it. We talked about that today in our Elements class. Meditate on the Word of God. And it will speak to your life. Amen. If any of us are sitting here today and we don't see in our vision the glory of God, and what God wants to do in our life. Amen. We need to pray. We need to seek God. Amen. Maybe you do have a vision. But the person sitting next to you is depressed and downtrodden. And is not able to see past their circumstance. Amen. We got to pray. Amen. We can't get stuck where we are. Hallelujah. I wonder if you would right now, can we pray right now? Can we ask God? Why don't we stand to our feet? Amen. God, I need your vision, Lord Jesus. I need a vision of your glory, God. Lord, I need to have you in my vision, Jesus. I need to go towards you, Lord God. I need to seek your face, Lord Jesus. I need to have a vision of where you're bringing me, God. Hallelujah. I need to have a dream, oh God, of what you want to do, Lord Jesus. I need to trust your promises, God. I need to trust the prophecy of Scripture. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, touch the person next to me, God. Help them, Jesus, to have a vision, God. Help them to not get stuck, Lord Jesus, where they are. God, help them to take their eyes off of themselves and their circumstances, God. And help them look at You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord and give God. Make a joyful noise in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Revelation 19 verse 9 says, "And He saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith unto me, These are true sayings of God." Amen. We're called to glory. We're called to sit with Jesus at that feast. We're called to a heavenly home. We're called to eternal life. We're called to salvation. Amen. And then He says, "And I fell at His feet to worship Him." And He's talking about the angels. The angel. He said, I'm not going to worship that. Well, he fell at the feet of the angel to worship. And what does the angel say? And He said unto me, "See thou, do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus." Amen. This angel, as probably powerful and great as he was, he refused worship. He said, "I'm not going to accept worship. Don't worship me." Amen. But you need the testimony of Jesus. Amen. And then it says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." And I want to say this to us today. If your vision, if your dream or prophecy is not centered on the Lord Jesus Christ, then it's not from God. Amen. If you can't find confirmation of your vision, your dream, and your prophecy in God's Word, then it's not from God. Amen. If, however, you know that the promise you've been given is confirmed by the Word of God, and it testifies of Jesus Christ and of His glory, then it is His very will. And nothing will stand in its way. Amen. The Word of God will not return void. Amen. The prophecy of God will not return void. Amen. The Word of God will speak. Amen. The vision that you have, if it's a vision of the Lord, amen, it will come to pass. If the dream that you have is a dream of the Lord, it will come to pass. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. Amen. Consider the servant of God named David. David, he's just a shepherd boy. He's out there in his pasture with his sheep. Amen. Probably stepping in it. Amen. He had all kinds of trouble come. We talked about the lion and the bear. Amen. But what was he doing out there on the backside of the mountain? He's writing songs. He's practicing his harp. He's doing everything he can to develop himself as a worshiper. He's becoming a worshiper. And one day, David's sitting there. You can hear the sheep and the bells that they tied around the troublemakers' necks. Right? You got to know when the goats are coming, right? Amen. And he's sitting there one day, and he's writing a song, and he's singing, and he's practicing his harp. Tony, say amen. Amen. Practice. You got to practice music. It doesn't come easy. Amen. I thought I'd get an amen from you, bro. And all of a sudden, his song is interrupted. And a runner comes, a messenger comes from his father's house. And he says, come on, get your stuff together. You're being called to be anointed. David, just a shepherd boy. But he's got the word of God, the promise of God, the man of God calling him into his father's house. And they get back and all the... Can I get you all to stand up? This whole row, stand up. Thank you for helping me. But he comes back into his father's house and everybody in the house is standing at attention because the prophet of God said, no one can sit down until I anoint the next king. Amen. Thank you so much for standing. You can be seated. This shepherd boy, insignificant, seemingly, he's developing a worship of God in his heart and the beauty of the songs. Amen. Oh, we sing those songs. We read those songs. They've lasted thousands of years unto today because they're interlaced and interwoven with the vision and the dream and the prophecy. I asked Brother Andre a couple years ago, leading up, and he's getting his minister's license and everything. And I said, who is the most prolific prophet in all of Scripture? You might think it's one of the big names, right? Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. No, it's David. The worship that he was writing, the songs that he was singing. Amen. They put a vision in his heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. They even call them messianic psalms. They pierced my hands and my feet. David wrote that 1,000 years before Jesus Christ was ever born. Hallelujah. And he's called into his father's house to be anointed king. But before he was ever anointed king, he was receiving a word from the Lord. He was receiving prophecy of Scripture. He was receiving a vision and a dream. Amen. And I spent time telling you about that because it wasn't very long after that he was called to the court of King Saul. And what was he called there for? Well, Saul, as you know, was on his way out. And he was upset about it. And he would fly off in a rage, in anger. And at one point he even threw a javelin at the head of David. David was called in to play worship music so that it would calm the spirit of Saul. Amen. Can you imagine the servant boy, the shepherd boy that's brought into the court of Saul, knowing he's anointed king, knowing that he's going to sit on that very throne, and yet he didn't try to force his way in, didn't try to push his way in. He honored King Saul, said, that's God's anointed. God will take him out of the throne, just as God put him in. Amen. But to persevere, even when Saul flew off the handle and screamed at him and threw a javelin at his head, and David just worshiped the Lord. He just had that word of God in his head. He knew those prophecies were going to come to pass. He knew that everything was going to happen the way that God planned it. Amen. And then later on, he goes back to his father's flocks, and he's called back by Jesse, his father, go check on your brothers. And he goes and checks on the brothers on the battlefield, and he fights Goliath. See, it was the vision that sustained him. It was the word of prophecy. It was the dream that he knew was from God. He was not going to fall in battle. And in fact, I think David took advantage of it. And he chased down every single enemy of Israel. And he destroyed them. Saul had slain his thousands. David slain his 10,000s. They wrote songs about him. Amen. Because his vision, his dream, amen, the prophecy of Scripture and the Spirit of God moving in his life was the most powerful thing that he had and held on to it. In his vision, he said, my eyes will see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you've got a vision of what God wants to do, would you just lift up your hands? Lift up your voice, amen, right here in this place, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the promises. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for what you said before, Lord God. For what you said before, you will surely bring it to pass, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I know all of what I said to be true because David wrote a song about it. In Psalm 89, verse 19, he says, then thou speakest in vision to the Holy One. He's speaking of himself. And says, I have laid help upon one that is mighty, and I have exalted one chosen out of the people. This has a double meaning because it's not just speaking of David, but it's also speaking of Jesus. And then it says, I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. If you could just get a vision of what God wants to do. There's this old Irish hymn called, Be Thou My Vision. Be Thou My Vision. It says, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that Thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, Thy presence, my light. Be Thou my wisdom, and Thou my true word. I ever with Thee, and Thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I Thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with Thee one. Thou my battle shield, sword for the fight. Be Thou my armor, and be Thou my might. Thou my soul's shelter, and Thou my high tower. Raise Thou me heavenward, great power of my power. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and Thou only, the first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure Thou art. High King of heaven, my treasure Thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my heart, heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Amen. Be thou my vision. Amen. I want to look to you, Lord, no matter what circumstance, no matter what situation. Amen. And I said we'll go to all of these words, right? Behold, go. Go. Guess what the word go means in Hebrew? Go. That's right. It's simple. Go. It's not enough to have a vision. As great and exciting as that vision is, it's not enough to have a vision. James said that faith without works is dead, being alone. Amen. Are we saved by works? No, of course not. Amen. But if we have faith and we don't have the action and we don't go, amen, we will never get to where God has shown us. Amen. Abraham. I think the greatest example in Scripture is Abraham being called to go out. There's a kind of a recap here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. He says, by faith, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed and he went out, not knowing whither he went. That emphasis is placed on the fact that he would receive the reward afterward, and that he went not knowing what that reward exactly would entail. Amen. He just heard the voice of God, God speaking to him, commanding him to go, and he went out. Amen. If that's all you have, you don't have a vision, you don't have a dream, you don't have a prophecy. If all you have, amen, is God's word telling you, God's word speaking to you, you're halfway there, my friend. But you've got to go out. It says, by faith, verse 9, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. I love what the book of Romans chapter 4 says about him. Amen. It is something that we can all aspire to. Remember, he went out. He was called to go, and he went. Amen. It says in verse 18 of Romans chapter 4, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, yet neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory. We're called to glory. Giving glory to God. Amen. Here he is, 100 years old. He's already been promised that he's going to have seed like the stars of the heavens and the sand of the seashore. And yet he has no natural born son. And he didn't waver even a little bit. He still believed. Amen. Even when he knew that Sarah was past the age of bearing. In that situation, it's almost as if he's completely barren. Amen. And she's completely barren. But it says, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to Him for righteousness. Amen. We're given this great promise of eternal salvation. Amen. But we're also given a commission that we're not supposed to stay where we are. That God is supposed to develop us. That the Spirit of the Lord is supposed to grow in us. Amen. We're supposed to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Amen. And it's for a purpose. God's given us a commission. Amen. To reach the world. To reach the lost. Amen. Mark chapter 16 verse 15 says, "And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Amen. Abraham, standing in his tent hearing the voice of God, God told him to go. Amen. And he stepped out and went. Amen. But God tells us sometimes to talk to the person next to us on the job, and we sit there and act like God didn't say anything. I should call you guys the same thing God, Abraham called Sarah. Because you all laughed. Amen. God tells us to reach our neighbor. God tells us to speak to our family member. He says go. And if He said go and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. I've called my family members some pretty mean things, but I've never called them creatures. Amen. I'm supposed to reach. It doesn't matter how you're received. It matters that you go. Amen. In the church, we get this idea that we're gathering here to evangelize. We are not gathering here to evangelize. I'm so thankful if you came and you're a guest here today. And I'm glad to see you. And we love you. And we hope you feel the presence of God. But we came here today to worship God. We're not a seeker-sensitive culture in this church. We're a God-sensitive culture. We want to worship the Lord. And if you want to worship with us, come on. Repent of your sins. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And lift up your voice and worship. Just like we're worshiping. Jesus is the center of this church. It's the center of this house. It is this place where we come, amen, to gather at His feet. And to worship. Hallelujah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We don't gather to evangelize. We go to evangelize. We gather to worship, but we go to evangelize. Amen. Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." What's that name? Amen. I know, I get excited about the name of Jesus too. Let's say it again. Jesus! Look at this verse. It says, name, singular. There's only one name. One name. Father is not a name. Son is not a name. Holy Spirit is not a name. Amen. Redeemer is not a name. Shepherd is not a name. Waymaker is not a name. Almighty is not a name. God is not a name. Jesus Christ is a name above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, oh hallelujah, and we are supposed to go proclaiming that name and baptizing in that name. The Bible says in the book of James that in all that you do, both in word and in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. all in the name. Healing is in the name of Jesus. Deliverance is in the name of Jesus. Salvation is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's only one name. And while I'm right here, I want to tell you there's only one name because there's only one God. Amen. One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're worshiping and praising that God, that King of Kings, that Lord of Lords, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then the next verse says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. For you Trinitarians out there, let me ask you a question. How could Jesus be with us all to the end unless He became a life-giving Spirit? Unless He poured Himself out, the Spirit of truth. He stood there and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. How else could He have done that if He was not the Holy Ghost? All right. You can talk to me after church about that. Praise the Lord. But it might end with you getting baptized in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you don't baptize in the name of Jesus, you're not saving people. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're encouraged to go on to the glory of God and to the perfection of God. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith towards God, of the doctrines of baptism and laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. If you read these verses and you think, well, the writer is telling us to depart from the principles of God and of the doctrine of God's Word, then you read it wrong. Amen. The writer is simply saying, you must have the doctrine settled before building any higher. Amen. You've got, in other words, if you haven't settled this in your mind by now, that there's only one God, and that His name is Jesus. Amen. And it's Him that saves us. It's Him that keeps us. Amen. And that we're supposed to live in Him and move in Him and have our being in Him. If you haven't got that settled, you can't build any higher. Well, how do I know He's talking about not leaving the principles of God's Word and the doctrine of God's Word? Because He talks about the foundations of doctrine. You're not going to lay a foundation over here and then start building a building on another block. No. Amen. We've got to have the doctrines of God and of baptism and of Christ settled in our heart. Amen. So that we can build. We can go. You're not going to go if you don't have it settled in your heart that you need to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. You can't grow any higher in God. You can't build any bigger in God if you're not settled on the foundation. Amen. It's all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is this okay? Amen. That last word. That last word. Put up my slide again, bro. Possess. That word in Hebrew means to occupy. Even if it means driving out the previous tenants and possessing the land in their place. It means to seize, to inherit, to lay hold upon, to claim for oneself, to dwell in, to even to expel any adversary, and to defend and stand, to possess, to have, to make it your own. Amen. Praise God. Jesus said it like this in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. It says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. Yes. Do we face opposition? Yes. Of course. Is it going to be easy? No. We're going to have to fight some battles. Amen. Just like David did. Just like Abraham did. Had to fight some battles. Had to defeat some kings. Had to knock over some temples. Amen. Had to get some things out of the promised land. Amen. But they went in. They evicted the enemy. Amen. And they possessed the land. They laid claim to it. They planted their flag, if you will. And so Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. You wonder why you get saved and all of a sudden seems like all hell breaks loose in your life. It's because you're doing something right. It's because you're walking in the vision and promise God gave you. Amen. And you're going to face, Jesus said, you're going to face opposition. Offense is going to come. Amen. But He said, the violent take it by force. Amen. God has always honored those who don't give up easy. Who don't give up to temporary setbacks. Amen. He blesses those who won't give up and they keep holding on to His promises. Amen. I'm going to teach you this real quick in Hebrews 6 verse 11. That cough drop, man, it's just like bothering me. It says, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence. The violent take it by force. Show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Keep pressing. Keep being faithful. Keep coming. Doesn't matter if your better half isn't here. Doesn't matter. Keep coming. Keep pressing. Amen. It doesn't matter if your kids oppose you. Keep pressing. Show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. I'm going to fight until the end for what God has promised me. Amen. And then it says in the next verse, that ye be not slothful. We all know when we get lazy. We all know when we let that attitude set in that keeps us where we are and stops us from moving forward, that keeps us from possessing what God has for us. Amen. He says, be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith, everybody say faith, and patience inherit the promises. Faith and patience. Faith is number one. And then you gotta wait. Wait upon the Lord, and He will renew your strength. They that wait upon the Lord, amen, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. And that song says, teach us, Lord, to wait. Amen. But here, jumping down, he starts talking about Abraham as an example of faith and of patience. Okay? And I want you to see this because it's very important. Verse number 18. It says that by two immutable things. What are the two immutable things? Faith and patience. The equation to every single promise is faith plus patience. It equals possessing your promise. Amen. Faith and patience. That's what God gave us. amen, to fulfill His word. That if He speaks it, you've got to hold on to it and believe it. You've got to have it in your vision. You've got to go towards it. And then, through time, through patience, and all in God's time, they will come to pass. Because it says that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Who is the hope set before us? Jesus. Amen. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Amen. God's promises will be fulfilled. Amen. He cannot lie. I want you to go back before God ever promised you anything. And God spoke His word to you and promised you something about your family and promised you something about your life before, and you had no hope. You had no outlook, no future of God. But when He spoke it, you grabbed a hold of it. I want you to go back to that same day in your mind that God promised to take care of that problem in your life. That God promised, amen, can we stand together? That God promised and gave you a vision and a dream. And some of you have told me some things that God's promised you. Amen. And they're powerful visions. They're powerful visions of Jesus working in your life. And working in the life of your family. Amen. And when you stood there before God, and you heard the word of God, and you felt inadequate, God, why me? Brother Tim, can you come? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Tim's going to help me on the piano. Hallelujah. Musicians, come. Jesus' name. You said, God, I don't even quite understand what You're saying. But is it real? Is that really what You're promising me, Lord? Is deliverance and freedom really what You want for my life? And You have that audacity to hope, amen, to believe exactly what the Word of God says to you. Exactly what He speaks. And you grab a hold of it. And you have faith. And you have patience. Amen. But somewhere along the line, you get your eyes off of the Lord. You get your eyes off of what God wants to do in your life. Oh, Jesus, I got to repent, Lord. I've got to come to You, Lord Jesus. And say, why had I ever doubted Your word, God? Lord, I'm even saying, is it really for me, God? Is what You said true, God? And He's saying, yes, of course, it's true. What I want to do in your life is beyond what you can even imagine. Amen. How I want to use you, how I want to call you, is beyond what you even know to be possible. Amen. And one day, it's going to come to pass. His word is true. His promises are true. And we've had our eyes on Him this whole service. We've had our eyes on Jesus. And what better time than to heed the call to go in and to possess the promise. Amen. If you want to possess the promises of God in your life, if you want to possess the miracle that God wants to give you, I'm asking you to come to this altar and call out to the Lord and say, God, renew my mind so that you can show me your perfect will, God. I'm asking you today, if you don't have a vision and you've been stuck in the mire and in the situation you're in and you can't see a way out, I'm asking you to come to this altar and to pray and say, God, give me a word. Give me a vision. Speak your word to my life, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm asking you, if you've already come in and possessed that promise, if you could come and pray one with another. Pray God's blessing and vision on these lives. God, you want to save me, Lord. God, you want to save my family, Jesus. God, you want to save my loved ones. God, you want to save my friends, Lord. Oh, God, you have a plan for my family, Jesus. God, touch my son. Touch my daughter. God, have your way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Come on, pray with one another. God, renew my faith, Jesus. God, help me to walk forward, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. God Almighty, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus' name, God. Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, holy God, I stay amazed. Oh, you are so much more than words could ever say. Sing, oh, holy God, I pour out my praise. Hallelujah, oh, to the one who never ceases to amaze. Sing, oh, holy God, I stay amazed. Hallelujah, oh, you are so much more than words could ever say. Oh, holy God, I pour out my praise. Oh, the one who never ceases to amaze. Oh, you are loving me. The earth and all creation bow before you. You are crowned with strength and glory. The angels crying holy all surround you. Oh, forever you will stand, Lord. Your kingdom has no end. Oh, holy God, I stay amazed. Lord, you are so much more than words could ever say. Yes, oh, holy God, I pour out my praise. Thank you. Is the treasure. Oh, I am seeking. You are an all-consuming fire, and I am your desire, and you are mine. Oh, forever you will stand. Lord, your kingdom has no end.
I say amazed. You are so much more than words could ever say. Oh, holy God, pour out my praise.
Amen. Somebody is going to be baptized today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jose Soto, he's been worshiping this whole service, and he wants to walk into the promise and possess the promise of God today. Amen. So we're getting that ready. Praise the Lord. Let's continue worshiping and praying. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Stay amazed, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, holy God. Thank you, Jesus.
She can play and sing if you want. She can sing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, God. Let's thank God right now for, hallelujah, for what He's done today. Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah. Lord, You're so good, God. Jesus, we couldn't make it up, God, but You, Lord Jesus, have done an incredible thing today, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, You're so good, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Soto has made a choice today. He wants to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And I was just telling him what we're doing here today is not, you know, you signing your name to a register or shaking somebody's hand or... No, no, no. You are born into the kingdom of God. And you're born again of the water and of the Spirit. And what we're going to do here today is we're going to baptize him in water. And the Bible says that when you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, that you're baptized into Christ. So you're being born into Jesus Christ. Okay? And so that's the power of what baptism is going to do. The word, it says, for the remission. Stop playing, please. The word says it's for the remission of sins. It's not simply the forgiveness of sins. You can receive forgiveness of sins by simply saying, God, I'm sorry. Lord, please forgive me. But this is more than that, in that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and paid it all. He paid for it all with his life's blood. But you don't have the receipt yet. You don't get the receipt and the proof that your sins are paid for until you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're doing here today. It's more than a show. It's more than a formality. Amen. God is really going to do something here today.
Amen.
In Jose's life. Amen. And if you want to be baptized, we still got change of clothes in there. So any of you all that need to be baptized can be baptized today. In Jesus' name. All right? Praise the Lord. Let's pray for Brother Jose right now. Jesus, Lord God, we come to you, Lord Jesus. There's going to be an anointing on his life, Lord God. Lord Jesus, he's coming through the water, Lord God. And Lord Jesus, he's being born again, God. Lord Jesus, I'm thanking you, Lord God. I'm praising you, Lord Jesus, that you'll continue to work in his life, God. That you're going to make a way, Lord Jesus, Lord God, to fulfill every promise that you've spoken to him. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, God. There is a great preacher that I know by the name of Aaron Soto. All right? Maybe we could look him up and see if you're related to him. Amen? But God is bringing to pass a promise in your life. Amen? And this is a change. This is a start. Praise God. Can you scoot down just a little bit more? Praise the Lord. Got it? Brother Jose Soto, you've already repented of your sins and confessed your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am going to now baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of all of your sins. Go ahead and plug your nose. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and lift up your hands.
Break every chain, to break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is army rising up. There is army rising up. There is army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Thank you.
I feel no chain falling. I feel no chain falling.
Oh, hallelujah.
I feel no chain falling.
Thank you.
I feel no chain.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
break
Jesus.
Every chain.
Thank you, Jesus.
Break every chain.
Praise God.
Break
praise
every
God.
Chain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That never gets old. It never gets old. Amen. It will never get old. Hallelujah. It's an eternal gospel, Sister Pam. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is so good. I'm so honored to have our guest here today, Brother Emil and his family and this pastor. I didn't catch your name, but thank you so much for being here today. And of course, all of our students that come. Amen. We love you guys. We love you. Amen. It's really good to have you here. And we're praying for you and your families and what God is doing in your life, okay? Amen. You have a family here, okay? Brothers and sisters, amen. And I didn't catch your name, brother, but it's so good to see you today. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. And I hope I didn't miss anybody. But God is so good. Brother Greg, did God fill you with the Holy Ghost? Huh? I thought I saw you speaking in tongues, bro. Not a little bit. A little bit is enough, bro. God feels... I told you, man. I was telling him, I said, you're going to get this message. You're going to get this word. These words come to your mind. Right? Everybody that's received the Holy Ghost knows... You hear the words, and then you just obey the Spirit and speak the words. And I said, you're just like a little child. And so I think Brother Greg today had a couple of baby words. Amen. I can't wait for God to give you full sentences, Brother Greg. Amen. But that is enough. Don't let the devil try to put doubt in your mind that you don't have the Spirit of God in your life. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Praise God. And then I'm waiting for Brother Jose to come back, but I think he was speaking in tongues too today. I think so. So I think we had two people receive the Holy Ghost today for the first time. And we had somebody be baptized. Brother Jose got baptized. I'm so excited. Oh boy. Praise the Lord. You guys are going to have to tell Pastor, you missed a good service, Pastor. Praise the Lord. But that's all right. Don't beat them up. Amen. Let's keep each other in prayer. Amen. And right here, it's just after 1 o'clock. I want to pray a dismissal and a blessing over your life and over the life of your family. Amen. Can we do that right now? Jesus, Lord God, we pray a blessing, oh God. Jesus, you know our families, Lord God. You know our loved ones, Lord Jesus. God, I ask you to have your hand upon them, whether they want it or not, Lord Jesus. God, I ask you to draw them, Lord Jesus. Speak to their hearts, Lord God. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Talk to them right where they are, Lord God. We pray a blessing, O God, upon them, Jesus. O Lord God, we pray a blessing upon this church family, Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise you, God. We love you, Jesus. We honor you, O God. You are good, O Lord Jesus. And you are good to us, Lord God. And for that we are thankful, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. God, praise the Lord. We worship you. Everybody say, in Jesus' name, amen. God go with you. Amen. And bless you. In Jesus' name, you're dismissed.
It's not going to come off no large song.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Right.
And it's Jaquela. And what's your last name?
Steve.
Oh. It's a little bit cool, but I've actually had so Sister Pam got baptized last week, and she said it was hot.
It was
too hot. So this is just going to be cool. It was heated. It's not like room temperature. It's warmer than that. It's like a cool bath. Go ahead.
It feels good, actually.
Go ahead. And then sit down in there with your legs all the way over here. Okay? Yep. You got it. You got it. It's got all that air in it. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. For Sister Jaquela Steele, God,
not yet,
like that, yeah. Okay, Jesus, right now, God, I'm asking you, Lord, that you cleanse us, Lord Jaquela, Lord God, that Lord Jesus, you instill, Lord Jesus, the repentance and remission of your sins, oh God, Lord Jesus, our faith has been built tremendously today, God. We know, Lord Jesus, that you have a great, great, wonderful plan, God, for her life, Jesus, that it's going to give you glory and honor, Lord God. Jesus, anoint her today, God, and fill her with your Spirit, Lord Jesus. God, we praise you, we thank you, we love you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Now, I want to just say something here real quick, okay? It's going to be very fast, all right? I'm going to just go back and come right back up. You're not going to be in there for very long, okay? But I want you to know this, that God wants to fill you with His Spirit right now. And just like they did in the Bible, have you ever heard of speaking in tongues? Just like they did in the Bible. When you hear the voice of God and the Spirit of God comes, it's going to come around and surround you. I want you to speak out the words through faith. You believe God can do that for you? All right. Okay. God's going to do it. When you come up out of the water, there's going to be so much joy in your life because you're going to feel like you're better. All right. So I need somebody to come and make sure her legs stay down. Sister. No, I want to make sure, because whenever I pull you back, sometimes I have a tendency to kick out of the water. And we're getting fully buried in Jesus' name, okay?
Hallelujah.
All right. Jesus, right now, God.
Lord,
have you sure to touch Sister Jaquela Steele? She's already confessed her sins. She's already repented of her sins, God. She's already made a decision to follow you her whole life. And right now, I'm going to baptize her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you will fill her with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and plug her. You know, in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.